Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this. Hello, welcome Kimberly Olson to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant podcast.
Yay, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
It is so great to have you here. I am such a fan. I really have been enjoying your podcast, The Gold Digger Girl, so much and just learning so much about online marketing and being authentic. And you're just an incredible teacher. And I love your episodes. They're incredible.
Thank you so much.
And they're to the point and they're just so powerful. So let me tell my audience why I'm so excited to have you on the show today. So Kimberly Olson is a nationally renowned social media expert. She is the creator of The Gold Digger Girl, where she serves female entrepreneurs by teaching them online sales and marketing strategies. She has two PhDs, not just one, two, in natural health and nutrition, and she is the number two recruiter in her company. She is the author of four best-selling books. She has a top-rated podcast, which I'm a super fan of, called The Gold Digger Girl, and she recently did a TED Talk and shared a stage with Rachel Hollis. Oh my God, girl, you are killing it. Tell me a little bit about your story. How did you go from being a nutritionist to being this online marketing guru?
Oh, I know, it's wild. Well, my undergrad was business management and marketing, so I think I always had it in me. And I definitely dabbled with online marketing. I started a YouTube channel and blog in 2011. Never made enough from it to quit my job, but it was always there. You know, I was selling bracelets when I was like 12. Like, I've always had that in me. I've never done well with authority. I don't know if anyone can relate, but never done well with bosses, never done well with rules. I mean, I'm definitely a rule follower, but if I don't get something, like why it's done that way, I'm like, like, we can make this better. What's your problem? You know, so it's been some tension and friction in my life is in the corporate world. So in 2017, we just had our second baby and we had built our dream house. We had two new vehicles, right? Two babies. Yeah. You know, everything was amazing and living paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of people do, because I had this great job. My husband had a great job. And when I was about to have my second baby, I was let go from my big fancy corporate job. Literally, she was doing like 6 weeks, and I was like, oh, thanks. And they're like, we're eliminating your territory. We're sorry. And I was like, well, what am I supposed to do now? Like, I'm super pregnant. So I went into a very, very dark depression after that. You know, I definitely, my girls are only a year and a half apart. I don't think I was quite ready for it, you know, and I had some postpartum. And on top of that, this whole huge financial burden of, oh my gosh, how are we going to pay our mortgage? And so I went into a pretty dark depression, struggled with alcohol abuse, was just kind of, you know, limping along. And my friend reached out to me about network marketing. And so that was in the spring of 2017. I was very resistant because I had already done YouTube. I had done blogs. I've been speaking in all over North America. I've been on TV 100 times. I'm like, no, that's just weird. Like, I'm not going to do that. So she kept reaching out. And then finally I was like, okay, well, what I'm doing is not working. And she has a car. She quit her job. She's really happy. Like, maybe I should be a little more open-minded. So I tried the products. I fell in love. So I told her, I'm like, okay, you've got 30 days. I'm going to do whatever you say for 30 days. And after that, I'm returning this stupid kit and don't ever call me again. You know, like, leave me alone. So I was very coachable, very hungry, very driven. And so I had initial success. You know, I had the comma checks. I was like, oh my gosh, like maybe I can quit my job. And I hated my job. I had taken a job locally that was 2.5 hours of commuting. Well, you're in a busy city. So, you know, like, it's not fun being in your car all the time. And when you have little babies at home, right? And they were 1 and 2 at the time. So I was missing doctor's appointments. I was, you know, FaceTiming in, you know, I was missing baby's first steps, like all the things. So I had that first comma check, another comma check. And then my check was $200. And I was like, oh, like, what am I going to do? This is not working. Well, I was self-sabotaging. I was still struggling with the alcohol. I was still struggling with depression, you know? So I enlisted professional support and I started working with a therapist, someone who's trained in like reprogramming your subconscious mind and all this crazy stuff. And I loved it. So I was like, I'm in. So I, you know, did, you know, met with her weekly. She had me like writing affirmations, all this stuff. And on August 1st of 2017, it was the first day I woke up and I felt confident. Wow. I felt like I had value to offer. I felt worthy of creating success in my life. And I started telling myself a new story after, you know, my whole life of not. And that was the day before was the last day I had ever touched a drink, a drop of alcohol. So I'm coming up on 4 years of sobriety. And I share that with you because it may not be alcohol for those listening or watching.
Right.
It can be eating. It can be watching Netflix, right? Like, there are things that we do to self-sabotage. And so once I cleared that out, everything changed. Right after that, someone tagged me on a post about social media. Marina Simone, you know Marina. She's this crazy chick in a hurricane. And she's like, guys, I told you I'd go live. Let's talk about Facebook. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait, you can make money online? Like, I had no idea. I mean, the people were not doing that in my company. We were just doing these living room locals and in-person events. Like, it was crazy. And I was like, wait, this excites me. Like, I can do this, like, from your cell phone, you know, around your family, not shushing your kids. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I got into her coaching programs. I learned about Facebook Lives. I started going live every week. I learned about posting on social media, sharing yourself, right? And I have not missed a day since. I started a Facebook group, got 100 people in there. I, you know, helped them focus for a month on a goal. And everyone started asking me, can you teach us what you're doing? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just started going live last week and they're like, yeah, but you're so real. Can you help us? And I was like, sure. So I just started telling people last week, I learned about three-way chats. I'll teach you how. And so I launched the Gold Digger brand, the Gold Digger Girl brand that spring of 2018. And so it grew really fast. We got to 90, six figures in 90 days. But through that process of learning how to share online and have a group, I started getting people enrolling with me. People started reaching out to me. I wasn't cold messaging. I wasn't spamming. People were like, I want to know more about what you're doing. And so my recruiting went through the roof alongside the coaching. And then we obviously expanded into all the things that we do in the Gold Digger brand. So we've are coming up on $3 million in revenue. We reach 1.5 million users per month and social. And I share that not to impress anyone, but just to press upon you. I was broke 4 years ago. I was a functioning alcoholic. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any success. But if you're coachable, if you're hungry, if you're driven, and your why is bigger than your excuses, you can create anything that you want in your life.
That's beautiful. So what's your why?
Definitely, it was my kids, and I still I'm because they're 5 and 7 now. I know that they see me. My biggest why is my community. And I know for a fact that God has me here on this earth, and I respect and believe in, anything that people believe in, but I believe in God, and I know that
You
He
can
put
say
me here on
God,
this earth to
yes.
make a difference, and He wants me to breathe life into other people. He wants me to tell them what I see in them that they can't see for themselves, and He wants me to get in their face, and He wants me to hold them accountable, and He wants me to tell them, get over it. Pull up your big girl panties and make it happen, because the world needs you. The world needs your voice. The world needs your passion. Whatever dream is planted in your heart, it's not going away. It is absolutely not going away. And every single day it's going to be there. It's going to nudge you, and you have to honor it and cultivate it and stay focused. And I truly believe if I can pass the torch to you, you're going to pass it to the next person. And I believe in our lifetime, we can truly make a difference.
So what do you tell to the woman who said, "Oh, I've tried to be an entrepreneur. I've tried network marketing. I've already failed. It's just not for me. I'm not cut out for it." But yet she still has that nagging voice in the back of her head saying, "You're meant for more than what you're doing." What would you tell her?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you try to pick up a pen. Try to pick it up right now. Well, you just picked it up. Try to pick it up, you guys. If you're watching at home, look around you. Try to pick up, you're probably watching from your phone, but try to pick up something. You either do or don't. The word try is weak. The word try is rooted in self-doubt. You have to speak truth to yourself. You've got to look in the mirror and say, I'm amazing. And if you're not looking in the mirror saying that, then you've got some work to do. There's some reprogramming that needs to happen in your subconscious mind. Most of our thoughts are on autopilot, right? They're just the same thoughts and beliefs we've been carrying around for decades. So instead of saying try, I'm going to challenge you to reframe that. And I'm going to challenge you to say, I'm going to keep going until I'm successful. And I'm not going to stop. There are no other options. Decide means you make a decision. And it's literally, look up the root definition, it's cut. It's cutting away all other options. So when we try, I've tried to do that. That's a weak word. Try is a weak word. We're going to reframe that. We're going to get empowered, and we're going to say, I'm going to keep going until I'm successful.
I love it. So you make a
Right?
decision and you stick
Yes.
to it. But then what
Absolutely.
about the entrepreneurial term of pivoting? Like if you try something and it doesn't work, then how do you incorporate pivoting in that philosophy?
So I don't do a lot of pivoting. I mean, I have changed network marketing companies because I knew it wasn't my home. I knew it in my heart. I mean, we've all gone through things. If you know in your heart something isn't right, and even though it's scary, it's usually something that's scary, right? So if your pivot is you are going to start that coaching business, or you're going to move to a different network marketing company, or quit your job, it's usually the fear is your guidance system. But if you're pivoting because, well, I mean, this girl told me to go live, but I just saw this Instagram course. I'm going to go do that. Or you're like in a coaching program, but you're not really showing up and you're like enrolling in something else. Like that's that whole trying. You're not all in. So a pivot, go by the nudge. Like you said, that whisper. That's your guidance system. That's your inner voice. Your inner voice is never wrong. You already have the answers inside of you. So if there's a pivot on the table, are you pivoting because you're bored and you're not following through? Your excitement has passed, right? Are you pivoting because you're like, ooh, shiny object syndrome? Because we all deal with that, right? Ask yourself, get quiet and say, all right, what do I really know? What do I really need to do here? And you're gonna know if you get quiet with it and sit with it. If you feel afraid of that decision, it's probably the right way to go because it's gonna lead you to that growth that you need. But if you're constantly pivoting, the stop, go, and constantly pivoting, you can't get traction with that. So maybe give yourself a deadline. I'm gonna work on this thing for the next 6 months, a year, and then I'll reassess. You could also do something like that.
That's great. So I know you're a social media coach. How many platforms do you recommend your students should be on?
Well, I always have them start with one. And then once they have it down where they're consistent and they're showing up every day, then we add in a second. So we're on pretty much all platforms. There's one that we were on that we've kind of just for time constraints and lack of repurposing, but we're on all the other platforms. So we're on all of them. Was I? No, I didn't have an Instagram account when I started. I was on Facebook first. So we don't want to put all of them, we don't want to try to get them all going. We want to start with one. We want to master it. And when it's second nature and we've got it down, we're posting every day, we're showing up, then we can layer in a second one. So I like to do one at a time.
Do you tell people to go live every day?
Oh no, not at all. I just did a coaching call in our group coaching program, and one of her friends was telling her to go live every day, and her audience needed to see her. And she's like, "I'm just tired." I was like, "Yeah, because you're a mom with little kids." So I go live once a week, but when I started, I worked up to 3 times a week. So if you're getting started and you're not sure what that looks like, I would go live once a week on your wall, on your personal profile, and I would go live once a week in your value-based Facebook group. So not a customer group, but a value-based Facebook group where you can put your leads and nurture them. So now we've got you live twice a week. And then if you want to add to that, you could go live again on your wall and have a theme. So one day might be, healthy tips in the kitchen. And then another day could be get fit in 5 minutes. Have a theme that are a little bit different. So there's a reason for them to tune in a couple of times a week.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of health and fitness, I know you're a very studied academic in those areas. What does your health and fitness look like these days with being a mom and running a multi-million dollar company? How do you fit it all in?
Well, I have a team of people that work in the company now. So I don't work, I only work about 30, 35 hours a week. So I don't work like all the time. I did the first year and a half. I worked a full-time job before I was able to quit and worked every second. You got to hustle. But with me saying that, I used to be a gym rat. I used to run marathons. I taught cycling several days a week and I lifted like 5 days a week. Like I was in the gym all the time. I actually worked at a health club. So it was very easy to do that. I was pretty good the first baby. I used to make organic Cheerios from scratch and kombucha. And then Elise came and everything just went to hell in a handbasket. So I was like, oh, there's some old goldfish in your seat. Go eat that. So I just kind of let all that go because I realized it was stressing me out. And I believe whatever you adopt for that kind of regimen of health, it needs to be something that's doable. It needs to be realistic. So all I do now is I run a couple of times per week with my girls. They like to run with me in the neighborhood. I do hot yoga and I just keep it really simple. And then for food, I'm a huge supplement advocate. I supplement every day. I don't know about you, I'm 41 and you got to take care of your stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I supplement every single day. And then I also do green juice, that kind of thing. And then, I'm pretty much a plant-based diet, but I'm cool with like pizza and cookies and all that stuff. Like, I'm not a super strict, like, you can't do that. It's just an energy thing for me. I don't want to feel like I have to count calories or any of that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to have to be, counting calories, weighing myself, counting macros. I think it's all about freedom and choices and just making healthy choices. So, well, that's so inspiring. So, I love your podcast. One of your funny things is don't be a spamala. So, what does that mean? Don't
I
be a
actually heard that
spamala.
from Rob Sperry. I think he was the first one that I heard say spamala. He says, "Don't be a spamala, Pamela." I love that. So I just say cold messaging is so 2019. People are still doing it. If you lock yourself in your office and you cold message 100 people a day, you're going to get 10 that say, "Sure, I'll take a look." But you have to think about the other 90 that are annoyed by that and just the energy around it. As you can tell, I'm big into energy. One time I cold messaged because I was told to cold message. I cold messaged a woman and she had a cute baby on her profile. She was holding this baby. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, your cute baby. I'd love to tell you what I do. I work with moms." And she was like, "Oh, my baby died from SIDS." And at that moment, I realized, oh my gosh, I was treating her like a number. I didn't look on her profile. I didn't know anything about her. If I even have scrolled on her profile, I would have noticed because she's like a SIDS advocate. And she was very kind. I apologized, lots of tears. But she was like, no, it's okay. We've had a baby since. And but anyways, it was like traumatizing, right? And I was like, that's not who I am. And if I'm at gymnastics and other moms ask me what I do, I want to proudly say, I'm in the online space. I'm in network marketing. I do direct sales. I want to proudly say that. I don't want them to go, oh, because they all are getting those messages still. Like it's still a thing, okay? For sure. So, Spamala Pamela is where you tell people what you do, you pitch them without getting permission. It's when we aren't seeing people as people. We need to ask questions and qualify them and get a pain point identified before you offer a solution. If you're just treating people like a number, you're like, "Oh, you have teeth and I sell whitening toothpaste." They can sense that. You need to ask some questions and get to know them first.
So, what kind of questions do you ask? What are some good qualifying questions or conversation openers about health?
So if you were connecting with someone, you know, maybe you wish them happy birthday, or of course the best way is through content. So if you can create curiosity with your content, post on your wall, in your stories. I'm a huge fan of TikTok and Reels. We're doing a 28-day free Reel challenge right now, and just seeing people from all spaces, you guys. So I don't care what you do. I don't care if you pet sit or you're a realtor. Like, anybody can use TikTok or Reels, whatever, wherever you are. You can share that stuff all day, every day, and get leads from that. But if you were directly reaching out, send someone a birthday message, a new friend request, you could reach out and just say, hey, thanks for the friend request. I'm so, you know, looks like we have a lot of friends in common. I popped into your profile and I noticed A, B, and C. Something you have in common. Okay, I noticed you're also an entrepreneur. I noticed you're a mom with a couple of kids too. I noticed you're in Texas. I noticed that you're also a runner, right? If they're also in health and wellness, that's even better. But I noticed that you, I noticed this about you. I'd love to get to know you better. Tell me a bit about yourself. It's like my favorite thing to say. I'll notice some things about them. I want them to know I looked on their profile and I noticed them. You should know some things about your people. And then if the vibe is there, they're going to respond and be open. They may or may not ask you about you, but you still play ball. So they're going to tell you a bit about themselves and you're going to say, whatever they share with you, you're going to go, oh, that's so cool. I work with people just like that, right? Now, if you're wanting to share about your products, you can say, oh, that's so cool. I'm actually a health and I've partnered with a health and wellness company. So I do social marketing from them. I actually work with moms just like you, just to get them feeling their best, you know, having energy to play with their kids, getting back into those mom, you know, pre-baby jeans, and also just, you know, taking care of themselves. Have you ever tried a blank before? And tell them about what company it is. Now, worst case scenario, they are like, oh yeah, my friend sells that. That's okay. Now they know. Do you really want to chit chat with them and never tell them what you do? And then in 6 months later, you see that they ordered from someone else.
Right. That's the worst feeling.
Right. We've all had it happen. But they need to know what you do. And if you take a minute to find out about them and you're not just like, you know, pitching them, I feel really, really comfortable with that kind of conversation. And if someone's just like, thumbs up, I'm like, hey, I'd love to know a bit more about you. And they give me the thumbs up. That's like the virtual F you. You don't do that, you guys. So if that happens, I will just wait a little bit and maybe just kind of not be friends with them because they're just not your person. Like, that's okay, you guys. There's 2 billion people on Facebook. Like, move on.
They're not vibing with you.
They're not vibing. And that's okay.
How do you find the time to have these one-on-one conversations with running your business and having 2 young kids and having a happy marriage?
Like, do you know, right?
Put it in the calendar, or how do you put it in your time?
Yeah, I time block everything, even free time. So on my schedule, my whole team knows. Everyone knows Kimberly is not going to message you from like 3 to 9:30 at night. Like, I just won't be a messenger. So one of the books I wrote is called Why Balance is BS. And so I truly believe it's not about the balance. It's about being all in and focused on what task is at hand. So right now I'm with you. I'm present. Yes, my kids are here and luckily we have a babysitter, but I'm not thinking about them. When we're done with the podcast, I'm going to go into mom mode. What do they need, right? So with a messenger, what has helped me so much, you guys, this is key. I check messenger twice a day. The first time is I'll scan to see if there's any like urgency, right? Anything that pops out. I always check my team chat and I check for three-way chats. Three-way chats get priority. If my team puts me in a chat, I'm going to get in there. So I'm scanning real quick. And then I check all my messages once a day. It takes me a while. It takes a good 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, but this is key. I don't get into back and forth. I start with oldest, I go all the way to new, and I am done. Now, if there's like a hot lead, right? Someone who I'm talking to about the business, yeah, I'm going to go back and forth, but like I just scoop through and I'm done. And then if they toss the ball and they message me back, they get connected with me the next day, unless it's a hot lead or something, but you know, just random people you're talking to and chatting with, you don't need to go back and forth. You don't have time for that. Who wants to be on their phone all the time? I don't.
But then you were saying before that it's about getting to know them and asking them questions. Isn't that back and forth?
That's a prospect. Yeah. So prospect, I would spend a little time with them. Yeah. If you've got someone who's kind of engaging with you and you're getting to know them, yeah, you can do that quick back and forth. But we get stuck in someone asked you for something and then you respond and they're like, okay. And you know, it's just, you can't be talking to one person for 12 hours.
But you budget it in your phone. The Facebook and all that stuff. So your TikTok videos are so funny. I'm a little bit older than you and I have such resistance to TikTok. Do you have any advice for someone like me who's like, oh no, TikTok, that's for kids?
Oh, it's not for kids. So the biggest thing I would tell you is don't feel like you have to dance and memorize these things that people are doing. There's enough out there that you can do whatever you want. Just be yourself. You know, I don't know how to dance, but I'll just kind of, you know, put some song on Jimmy. But I like to use the text feature where you can point and you tell a story with the texting feature. But I have gotten one post I did, I'm with a health and wellness company, and one of the products we have is a liquid collagen. So I took a shot glass. You know that song, shots, shots, shots.
Yes.
Shots, everybody, shots, shots. So I took a shot glass and I said, oh, you know, I'm 41 and I really want to have that J-Lo glow. This is how I do it. And this is the kind of shot I take. And I had 60 leads from that one TikTok that took me 15 seconds. One time I didn't dance, no music. I talked and I used the caption. There's an app called Captions. I talked for about 45 seconds and I said, this is what I do. I'm going to tell you what I do in less than 60 seconds. And I talked about social marketing and I talked about why it's different, why it works, how they can get involved. And I had 300 comments.
Wow.
I had to put an application on my profile and say, you need to apply with me to talk more about this. Cause I was like, there's no way I can't handle 300 comments. There's no way. And I don't even have a TikTok following. I have like 11,000 people or something on there. Instagram is way more my jam than TikTok. So yeah. I like to create them and just repurpose them on both platforms.
That's awesome. I didn't realize there was an app that you could get to put the captions in. That's so helpful.
And it like as you're talking, they're going, it looks really good. So it's just called Captions.
That's awesome. So what was your big breakthrough that made you realize I can do this? Like, you were struggling, you were drinking, you know, you were having a hard time, you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
I know you worked with a therapist, but having a, you know, a comma in your check is a lot different than being a self-made millionaire and building an empire. So
yeah.
What was your like financial breakthrough or spiritual aha moment and where you actually saw the vision of what mm-hmm. you're creating now? I mean, what you're creating now is just so dynamic and amazing. Where did that come from? What was that moment where you thought, wow, I can just start this brand and we can like have all these different, you know, products? How did mm-hmm. that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, I think true transformation comes from what you let go of. I don't think it's necessarily something new you're adding in. And for me, one of the things I was actually talking to like a money mindset coach. So my first full year, I did $250,000 in revenue and I didn't have any money at the end. And I was like, I had spent it all. Like it was just a self-sabotage money thing. And what I realized, I was talking to her, I realized that when people would come to her home, because we have a beautiful home, I realized I was embarrassed when people would come to her house, embarrassed to have money. When I would drive my Lexus, which I earned through a company, $60,000 cash, paid for it. I was embarrassed when I was driving around and picking my kids up from school because I felt like they thought I was that mom that had the Lexus that her husband bought for her.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt all this shame around money. And when I realized that not only that wasn't true, I realized I had a duty because we women are not awesome about talking about money. We women don't understand that wealth is a good thing. I was raised Catholic and you know what? Any extra money, you gave it to the church, you know, like it wasn't good to be wealthy. And I realized that this is the time for us women to take back control. I don't know if we ever had the control. It's just all this conditioning through history. If you look at it, I mean, women couldn't even have a credit card until like 1974 without their husband
yep.
signing. I mean, I was born in 1980. That's like pretty much in my lifetime, you guys. Like you can attest to this, like we're similar in age. Think
yep.
about what our parents went through, and we have an opportunity to really level the playing field, but we also have the opportunity to talk about money and feel comfortable with it. So this switch flipped for me that I almost had this duty to show people that money is good. I'm starting a nonprofit right now and we're getting it approved right now. It's called Elephant Sisters. And it's, you know, you can attest to this. We all need to band together as women.
Yes.
There's a lot of mean girling and shaming that happens in our industry and just with women in general. And so in our community, we'll be able to give back when women are in need. But I thought, wow, I can give money. I can help people. I can do great things for my family, but I can start talking about money and be okay with it, right? I can let women know it's okay to be wealthy. It's okay to want things. It's okay to go to shopping and not look at the price tag. Like, we have so much conditioning, don't you feel like, that we just have to undo? And I really get excited about that. I don't know if that answers your question, but like, I feel like I've got this duty to really help people while I'm here on earth. And I really want women to see that they can have anything that they want.
So you're a true feminist.
I know. So I was telling, because the other book, the fifth book, is coming out a week from Friday. I'm pointing because it's over there. Or actually, here's the, what's it called when you're not supposed to show anybody? Copy, pre-sale copy. I don't know.
Oh, the manuscript? So it's,
yeah. So it's called Boss It Up, Babe. And all about personal branding. But at the beginning, I was talking about the money story. And my friend Anna, she's the president of our company. She goes, it's not about being a feminist. She said, it's actually like, all of us should be feminists because we should all think that that's completely normal for women to be the same as men. And I was like, good point, you know? So yes, I am absolutely like, women rise up, and it's not rising up against men. It's because I love my husband and I think men are awesome. It's women rising up together. Let's support each other. Let's put our arms around each other because we're going to be stronger together. And we really can make some amazing changes if we do that.
I agree. And I think it's really shifted in our lifetime because when we were growing up, it was mean girls and women were taught to compete for male attention and compete for cash and prizes. And it was a scarcity mentality with women that there wasn't enough to go around. There wasn't enough beauty or health or money or whatever, male attention, whatever it was that we were competing for.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, I feel like in the last, 5 to 7 years, it shifted where now we're like, wow, we don't have to compete. There's enough to go around. We can all be beautiful. We can all have health and wealth and abundance, and let's start lifting each other up. And I think that's a different kind of feminism, because I don't think we're pushing against anything. Instead, we're just rising up and empowering each other for the first time in history. And it's just so great that we're both part of such a great movement.
Yeah, it's like collaboration versus competition. Oh, 100%. Yes. I love that.
Yes, totally. And you and I have a lot in common because I'm also sober. And
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I'm coming up on 18 years this
summer. Oh my gosh.
So
that's awesome. Congratulations.
We have so much in common. I love it. And I'm just a super fan. I love your show. I can't wait to hear it again. So this is the last question.
Okay.
What would you tell the 18-year-old Kimberly that if you had a talk with her today that she needed to know to be happy and successful in life?
Oh my gosh, that's like the $1 million question.
Right?
I think I would tell her that, because everyone called me weird, I don't know about, I feel like every cool person I've met says the same thing, but I always felt very weird. I felt different. I always thought differently than other people. And I would tell her, be weird, embrace the weird, and do your own thing. Don't try to conform. I also think that a lot of the programming from growing up, I would say to her, you know what, take some time to heal yourself and love yourself and really learn to trust yourself. And you are good. You are whole, just the way you are. You're made perfectly in God's image, and you have everything you need in you now to have whatever you want in life. And you just need to go after it unapologetically and don't stop until you achieve what you want. So I would say.
That is beautiful advice. Mm-hmm. And that is totally how you are online and how you teach your students, right? You're all about being authentic and unapologetically going after what you want. So that's beautiful.
Thank you.
So how can people keep in touch with you? What kind of offer do you have? I know you mentioned you have a real challenge coming up.
Yes.
Tell us, how to keep in touch with you and get involved with what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're on social, which I'm assuming you are, if you go to the Gold Digger Girl, and it's G-O-A-L on Instagram, if you click the link in my bio, you'll see all my offerings, my podcast link, all that's in there. The 28-day Reels Challenge is at the top. It is self-paced. You can start it now. So if you watch the replay of this, you can start it whenever. Just go to day one. And then I also have a social media freebie in there that you guys will love. It's 30 days of social media graphics done for you in Canva, and you can edit them. That can be a good starting point for people who want to be on social more, but they just don't really know how to get started. Y'all, you can find that in the bio link for sure.
So it's all in your link tree, right?
Yes. Yes,
ooh, I'm going to check out those Canva posts. I love Canva. That is so cool.
I'm obsessed.
So great. Well, Kimberly, it's been a delight to have you on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant show. You're so amazing. And if
Thank
you're
you.
Listening on Instagram, go ahead and tag someone. If you're listening on Facebook, share this on someone's wall or tag them. If you're listening to the podcast, we are so appreciative of 5-star reviews. Take a screenshot, tag me and Kimberly on Instagram. We'll definitely give you a shout out. And we will see you next time with another amazing guest on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant show. Thanks again, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.